Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a Pillow Cliff Central. Radio has never been this good. Pillow Cliff Central. WOC. Pillow Cliff Central.
There's a brand new one from Danless. The song is called Summertime and features Ricky Rick. Welcome to O'Neill on Cliff Central on a Friday afternoon. Junior, how you doing?
Hey man, can't you complain, well? Doggy.
It's hot super. Outside, it's absolute. The weather's lovely, isn't it?
Yo, it's too hot, man.
I forget, you guys don't like this this weather, huh?
Oh, I don't mind it, dog. I'm actually used to it.
Okay. Believe I'm from Botswana, yeah. So this is it's snowing so it's outside. Limpopo. In comparison to Botswana, this is snow.
Yeah,
it's
I'm from Limpopo, outside. Dog. I'm a Limpopo cat, so it gets really extreme. So
also,
I'm used
to it. You're from Limpopo. I had no idea. Dog. All this while, I had no idea.
Now you know.
If you were to play a song off the top of your head right now, playing it to everyone who's from Limpopo, what would it sound like?
Yo. Actually, on the spot. I actually don't know, hey? Because like,
on the spot.
There's a lot of...
Well, I'm challenging you, Junior. I'm challenging you. Just play anything.
Okay. Oh, all right.
Really, Junior? That's it? Just bear in mind, there are a lot of people from Limpopo out there who are upset right now because you're misrepresenting them.
Dude, not a lot of people listen to music there.
Really?
Yeah, dog.
Okay, let's just stop you before you get yourself in trouble. We're coming back with our first guest. Don't move.
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
I'm on the edge. Won't take another step.
That's it? Wow.
You wanted more?
Of course. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome in studio for the first time here, right?
Yeah, first time.
Mello.
Yes.
Now, you took part in Idol's season...
Season 9.
Season 9.
2013.
It's 2013.
Yeah.
That was 2 years ago.
It was.
And how'd you end up here?
Yo, man. It's been such a journey because... I mean, I was the first person to leave in the top 10.
Okay.
Which was rather devastating. You know, once you get to the top 16, you get to the top 10, you're like, okay, now I need to get a top 5, blah, 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 blah. So, yeah, I got eliminated. And then when it was time for all the contestants to come back for the finale, Figuizolo was performing. And I mean, I remember that night I was speaking to Proverb, I was speaking to Nati. I was like, guys, can you help me? Give me advice. This industry is so deep, it's so hard, you know? And they're like, ah, man, chill, don't worry. There's somebody who's interested, you know? So I'm like, okay, tell me. They're like, nah, don't worry, don't stress, chill, girl, just chill. So I was like, okay, cool. I'm backstage taking pictures with Figuizolo, you know? I'm like, ah, these legends. Next thing, when the show's done, Theo, Khusinkwe from Figuizolo, comes up to me and he's like, you know what? I've been watching your journey and I'm very interested in working with you. I mean, let's make it happen. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, he's a legend, you know. I was just like, you're interested in me, you know. So yeah, that's how I landed up here. I mean, I'm signed to him. His record label, which is 360 Degrees Entertainment.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you the first artist he signed?
I am the first artist.
How is it working with Theo? I mean, he's obviously busy with his own career and his band.
Mm.
And does he make time for you?
He does.
Okay.
He really does make time. And I mean, we all know that Mafig is always very busy. So, I mean, he's put up a great team. So when he isn't around, you know, there is someone to, you know, continue what we've started.
Okay.
So basically like a second Theo.
Yeah.
You know, but he makes himself available as possible, which I'm grateful for.
One of the reasons why I like having guests such as yourself is that you're so flexible, you're so versatile because of what the show Idols is about.
Yeah.
So I enjoy having you around because I can always challenge you without worrying about your range or your limitations. So Junior, do you have something that we can do with her?
Yeah.
We've got Melo. You probably remember her from Idols in 2013. That was season 9. So we're going to play something. And you're just going to lace a melody over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
So I just go with the flow.
Yeah, just go with the flow. But you
something.
Also, you can tell Junior if you think the key's too high or you want him to drop it. So just feel free to do so. All right.
This is like Idols, man. The pressure.
That's okay.
Sounds good. Story to tell. Hi, my name is Melo. Chilling at Cliff Central. Yeah, I'm so glad to be here. What a dream, what a dream. I am blessed to be here. Feels so good to be here. Feels so great to be here. I am so blessed. I just can't believe it's me. I'm the girl with purple hair, ready to give you some news. Some news. I'm a girl who's 23. I got dreams I'm pushing on. I don't know where I'm gonna be, but I know that God has plans for me. I am blessed, I am blessed, I am blessed to be here. I am signed to Theo from 360 Degrees Entertainment.
Ladies love O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
Central, 00C, 00C, O'Neal on Cliff Central. 00C, 00C, O'Neal on Cliff Central. 00C, 00C, you're listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central. 00C, 00C,
yeah, baby.
Turning it up, you keep on turning it up. Oh, no, you keep on turning it up.
So let's talk about your music. In terms of categories, where do you fall under?
It's pop dance.
pop dance.
It's pop dance, yeah. It's a very colorful sound. It's very funky. It's very fun.
By the way, your hair is very colorful, so yeah. I can understand.
Thank it's a lot you. About a personality.
Yeah, it does. It is. Thank you.
So, is this from an album, an EP? What's happening with this project?
This is my first single. It's called Turning It Up, yeah. And it was produced. I worked with Pam DeMendes from The Arrows, who's now in a group called Shotgun Fakes. Yeah, she wrote the song. So yeah, it's my first single, and I was so nervous, man, when it came out, but it has received so much love. I'm so grateful, and the music video is awesome. It's fun, it's fresh, it's young. You can also catch that on YouTube. But yeah, that just sums up who I am and what the music video is about and the song.
Is there any place that you performed at that comes to mind right now, recently?
Yeah, I performed at the Major League Social Festival.
Okay. I hear that was quite an event.
Hey, it was. Yeah. It was. I mean, I was nervous per se, because I was like, do people know the song? It was awesome, the response. Yeah.
But what has Idols taught you? Because I would imagine somebody like yourself would never be nervous for any reason.
What? I get nervous all the time. Okay. I just hide it very well. All
right.
Man, Idols has taught me to get thick skin, because you're going to get people that love you and you're going to get people that hate you. I've received... Oh, I've received like deep comments, you know, and I've just learned to just be like, okay, that's what you think, sharp, cool, life goes on. And I've also learned to appreciate the people that show me love. Yeah, that's the main thing that Idols has taught me.
Nice one. Now, one of the things that you do while you're on Idols is to sing other people's songs. What is the one thing that the one song that you felt you did well performing?
I sang a song by Emily Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, man. What is that song? Featuring, what's that guy's name? It'll come to me. But it was in the top 16 phase. It'll come. The name will come. But, I mean, I sang...
Do you remember the song? Okay, somebody's coming in to help you.
Yeah, please.
But so you don't remember the melody? Any other song that you sang away from that? We'll get to that. What was the song?
What? Oh yes.
Wow, you're horrible. You're horrible.
It's been a long time.
You're horrible. Like that's supposed to be like some kind of highlight of your career. Okay, so do you remember the lyrics?
I do, a little bit.
Okay.
I can see what I
Let's
remember.
Try this. Let's try this out. I don't suppose Junior knows the song.
Yeah.
But he'll have to, he'll follow what you're saying.
Maybe, I can sing Jasmine Sullivan lines.
That's fine. That's fine. Let's do that. Junior will follow.
I'll follow you, though. Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
I'll just sing the chorus.
Okay.
I'm not scared of lions and tigers and bears. But I'm scared of loving you. I'm not scared to perform at a sold out affair. But I'm scared of, am I the only one who thinks it's an impossible task? Why do you? Got it? That one?
Carry on.
Okay. All right.
Listen, you have to get used to this, because we're gonna grill you.
Oh yeah?
We're going to grill you.
I have to prepare myself?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so what I'm gonna do now is, I'm gonna throw a word at you. You have to create a melody out of it. I can take it a step further and give you a scenario.
Okay.
But I do not want to put you in a corner.
Uh-huh.
All right, so I'll make it easy for you. Think of a melody over what Gina is playing, and then lace it over that. I'll throw a word at you.
Okay.
And
just gotta
so
sing.
We'll take it from there.
Okay.
All right. Mama.
Mama. Okay. Mama, you showed me so much. You showed me how to be a woman.
I have so much to say. I wanna thank you for showing me the world. Mama, I love you. Yes, I do. You showed me what and who I can be in this world. So much to say. Thank you for loving who I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Mama. Thank you.
What is your dream?
My dream is for my music to heal many souls. Yeah, through music. Because I've had a lot of healing through music. Yes, I'm an artist. Yes, I sing. But there's more that I want to give through music. And my dream is to... like open, I know it's gonna sound cliche, you know, but my dream is to just open like a small institution that motivates people that want to be part of the industry, but not only give the simple vocal lessons and getting into the art, but also how important it is to really take your time to sign contracts and who you work with and how to build the right team. Because I mean, during excitement you're just like, ooh, contract, oh yay, sign, but then you kind of don't realize that you signing yourself away to the wrong contract kind of
right
thing. Yeah,
have you been shafted yet?
Have I been shafted?
Yeah, has anyone taken advantage of you?
I wouldn't say advantage per se, but I have been played.
Okay.
Couple of times before Theo came along, which was deep, man. It was not a nice experience at all. You know, you sold these dreams and you're like, yeah man, it's gonna happen, and then next thing their phone doesn't work anymore, or where they were it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, dude is, you know, he's laughing outside, so he can, so he knows what happened, huh?
He does.
Wow. So he's laughing because he knows that you've been taking advantage of. Now, is there anyone in particular that you wish to work with?
Yeah, I mean, I have a list. I have a list. I mean, I would love to work with Ricky Rick.
Okay.
Fifi Cooper's one as well. Monique Bingham. I'd love to work with her. I think she's
talented.
Yo, incredible.
She's talented.
Yeah, she's incredible. Yeah, those are the main top three. Oh, Jimmy Nevis, definitely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. If you just joined us, we're hanging out with Mello. We will be welcoming one more guest in the studio. We have plenty more action lined up for you on the show. Find out who we're chilling with next.
Ladies love only. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
What you envision is what you attract. I see myself performing as a headliner.
Bright lights, big city. Keep my stunners on, I stay focused on this money. Bright lights, big city. Keep my stunners on, I stay focused on this money. Bright lights, big city.
Stay Focused is the name of the joint. Superstar Patty Monroe is in the studio with us, ladies and gentlemen. All the way from Cape Town.
Must you say it like
How
that
you
now?
Doing?
Must you say it like that now?
Now, how are you doing?
I'm good. I'm blessed, actually. That's what I am. Good.
You are blessed, aren't you? Now, since you've been here, you put out a single and a video.
the last one, my latest release, Talk Yes.
Okay. So how's that been?
Since I dropped that video, like, my phone's been buzzing. People are really liking it. It's a good response.
Okay. Here's the first thing that came to mind when I first heard Talk, which is your recent single.
Yeah.
Too many bars, too many words. What's the story there? What's happening? Are we going to be seeing this throughout the album?
No. That was just like, that's what has happened in Durban, man. That song was recorded in Durban, and that was just the vibe. Okay. I just felt like I just needed to get that off my chest and be like, yeah, I can do it if I want to do it, guys. I'm not saying I'm going to do it all the time, but it is possible.
Okay.
That's all the story, I'd say.
Okay. Oh, no, cool. Now,
too many bars, too many words.
Yeah.
Really?
Like, look, that's a good thing, though. That's a good thing. Now, what's happening with the album? Is the album going to be coming out?
I'd say next year. Next year, summertime. The people will be ready for the album.
Alright. Is there any single that stands out based on what you've already listened to that you can't wait for the public to hear?
The two next singles. I don't know which one's going to come first or what's happening, but those two, it's like, oh, I don't even have words to explain it, guys. You just have to hear it for yourselves.
Collabos?
One, yes.
Okay.
I don't think I can mention the name.
Okay, let's find. Can she mention the name? Okay.
It's a guy from Uganda, Baby Cool.
Okay, on what song? What's the name of the song?
Killing It.
Killing It.
Killing It.
Nice.
Because we killing it.
Okay, speaking of killing it, what we do here, I'm sure you're familiar with the studio. You've been here before.
I'm a bit sick today, though, eh?
Yeah, that's not going to work. Oh, this is Melo. This is Junior.
What's up, guys?
So Junior is going to play some keys. You're going to bless us with those words, those bars, which we know you for. So that shouldn't be a problem, right?
Just a little something.
All right, so Patty Monroe is gonna bless us at some point. Melo's gonna join her and we'll do something magical in the studio, hopefully.
Yeah.
All right, stand by for that. That's coming up.
Come on, boys, let's do this. On 1, 2, 3, let's go.
You listen to a
Ladies love O'Neill. Yeah, baby.
Sorry, the number you have dialed is not in service at this time.
Ding dong, I just killed the bitch. Long, long was it wrong on me to right my wrongs? It's the age of Aquarius. Time to put down your guns and blaze a fist. Time to get rich. Time to find a new bitch. Time to say deuces to the foolish. Come again, who you say you with?
I think the one thing that comes through very clearly here is that you had so much fun when you're recording this song. Sounds like Definitely. You're very relaxed. You're very chilled here.
It was a good environment I was in. I recorded it with Sketchy Bongo at the studios, and it was a nice energy there. So that's what that song.
Okay, hopefully we've got a nice energy here, Junior.
Yeah.
Let's hear what keys you've got going there.
Give us something, Lickerman, Junior.
Yeah.
All right. So you guys, you decide. If you like it, if you hate it, tell him. And you go ahead and you do your thing.
So this is like a mellow, petty kind of
vibe. It's between the two of you. You guys are the artists.
It's an anything and everything.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. S-S-S-S-U. Net-net-net-net-net-net-su. Okay. Now there's someone wanna chase her. Like, aren't you the cunt from the flyer? What? A great investment. A great investment. Just ask your advisor. Now just ask your advisor. See, I'm that A1 type queen, cinnamon cream filled honey pot desired. Yeah, I said face it. Your shit's basic. Wouldn't move to your flow, even if I'm wasted. Mellow where you at? Mellow where you at?
Patty Monroe.
Patty Monroe.
Patty Monroe.
And Mellow.
Girls taking over.
Taking over.
Girls taking over.
You know this.
Girls taking over. Girls taking over. Patty Monroe.
Here we go.
Patty Monroe.
Here we go.
Patty Monroe. Patty Monroe.
Time for me to hush them puppies up. See, I ain't even gone buck yet, but they all shivering like what the fuck. They got their guns cocked dead on me. By the looks of it, they been in the matrix. Hold up, wach nida. I'ma make your face whole quick. What I can do with these thick lips. Can't wait to get your next fix. 1, 2. It's my route. And I'm coming through. Coming through.
Mellow, Patty Monroe. Mellow and Patty Monroe. Mellow and Patty Monroe. Killing it here on Cliff Central. Monroe and Patty Monroe. Mellow and Patty Monroe. Mellow and Patty Monroe. On Cliff Central, killing it.
What? Listen, this has to be a song. This has to turn into a song. Dope.
Yeah, I was feeling her energy.
Thanks, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So there you have it. Are you going to exchange numbers after this?
Yeah, we should.
I just wanted to harmonize there.
You
wanted to harmonize there, and I was like, no. Okay, stay in your lane, girl. Stay in your lane.
And you guys have got the hair thing going as well. So, yeah.
Yeah, colors in, man. I mean,
be about that color,
right? Exactly. Exactly.
So I've seen on your Instagram, you've been doing a lot of performances as well.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about the place where you've been performing.
I was in Cape Town recently, and my last performance was at Assembly with Uno July and Youngster.
Mm-hmm.
And just when I got there, I did a performance at Coco. That was fun. I had lots of fun, like having the mic in your hand, being an MC, and I MC'd as well.
Uh-huh.
At the gig at Assembly, and that was my first time I actually had to be like, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
So I was like, what am I doing?
That's interesting. How was that different from you just going on to perform?
It was like, it was different. It was an experience, I'm not gonna lie.
It's not easy, is it?
No, it's not. I'm not going to sell you dreams there. It's not.
Yeah, no,
but I'm sure you'd know all about that, though.
So that's the thing, man. MCing is not easy.
It's not.
People make it seem like it's
easy. No, I 100% agree with it.
But that's the trick to it, though. That's the trick. Yeah. You got to make it seem like this is life right now, guys.
Yeah.
I do this in my sleep.
Well, you exactly. tend to just break into a freestyle.
No, that's how I saved myself.
When I couldn't say anything, I was like, yeah, we just freestyle with this man so quick.
So what are you up to this weekend? Performing anywhere or in the studio?
This weekend, I'm just going to be writing, you know, staying indoors. But next week, it's the African music concert, and the girl's going to be there as well, performing a song or two.
Oh, nice. Yeah. And what are you up to, Mello?
Yeah, well, I mean, we're preparing for my second single release at the moment. So we have a lot of interviews and a lot of events that we're attending just to push the single, just to hype people up. So that's our main focus right now. Performing-wise, let me say pending right now.
Okay.
Invite pending.
I mean, yeah.
My whole life is pending.
I can't deal with you guys.
Now, okay, let's do this. We sing a lot of male artists. I really don't like this comparison, but I'll try and find a different angle. Male artists are everywhere on the timeline, and there's beefing going on. Why are we not seeing that with women?
Because we're not putting it out there.
Oh, there's beef, but you're just not putting it out there.
I'm just not retweeting it or favoriting it.
Oh, is that what's happening? So there's like some dark corner where there's beef going on and we don't know about it.
It's irrelevant, man.
Yeah, and it is. And I just think the difference with, you know, hey, maybe it's not. Actually, I don't know. But like with girls, you know, girls are... Like, they do it in a sneaky way.
Okay,
you
know? So it's very subtle.
It's like, and hey, it's girl, you sound good. But in your mind, you're like,
Ah, okay.
You and I ain't about you kind of thing, you know?
So that's not even beef. That's just a part of who you are. Like, you've just, it's in your DNA. You just loathe each other internally.
No, but there is some beef on the streets.
Okay. Okay, let's talk about hip-hop. Let's narrow it down to hip-hop. Patty, this is for you. Who are you beefing with?
Nobody.
Who's beefing with you? They like it when you ask them that way. Who's beefing with you?
The names are irrelevant.
Because for some reason, it's always the other guy. It's never you.
But it is. It's not me, guys. Look at me. Do I look like I'll beef with you?
So there is somebody. It's just the name is irrelevant. You don't want to.
Yeah, I'm not going to give that any more life than it should have.
So how did it start?
Long story. Do you have like 3 hours?
Yes, I do.
No, I'm not going to get into that.
Okay, fine. Freestyle it.
No. You're still not going to get it.
Damn, that usually works.
Nice try, though.
All right, now, is there anyone in particular whom you would wish to collaborate with?
Locally, I'd love to work with AKA and Anati, do some more songs with Youngster and EJ, Jimmy okay. Nevis as well, you know. More Cape Town cats, man. I want to put Cape Town on the map.
Okay. Yeah. All right, yeah. Nice one. So we're hanging out with Patty Monroe. We also have Mello, who Mello's going to leave us very soon. But before she leaves, we're going to put her on the spot one more time. That's what I do. I'm all about the spot.
Yeah.
Alright, so Junior is going to play some keys.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, you decide this time around what you want to sing.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, I'm going to give you topics. Butterflies, guavas and pineapples.
Ooh, girl.
An island and a yacht. Light drizzles. My bro, I gave you an island. Come on now.
Love in an island. Yeah.
Love in an island. That's amazing. That's love I'm about.
Oh, hey. Hey.
Just me, you and some coconuts, man.
Exactly. I think.
Okay, when you guys are done dreaming, let us know so that we can do the show.
Sorry, man. Okay, yeah. Okay, just
go ahead. Oh, okay.
Give me a little some.
Okay. Cool, man.
So, okay, what's his name?
Sorry?
What's his name?
Who?
Love.
You don't just sing about love like that when you're referring to your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Is that him?
It could be food as well.
Is that him sitting there?
Who?
He's dying for you to mention his name.
Sorry?
Look at him. Turn around. He's dying. He's dying for you to mention his name.
I don't know who you're talking about. So.
Okay, so are you in love with somebody? Can't get your tongue. Wow, she's finished, guys. Like she can't form the words. Like, it's that stage. It's the early stages, huh?
Of what?
Like where you can't put it into words.
I'm
like,
not sure. I don't think we're on the same page. So I don't know what you're asking me exactly.
No, right? I agree. We're not on the same page because you're in love. Like it's. Mello, ladies and gentlemen. So listen, say what's up to Theo. Where is he right now?
Ooh, man, Theo is so busy. I mean, Mafikizolo's performing tomorrow at the Dome. You know, Jason Derulo's coming down, so they're rehearsing and preparing for that. Y'all should come through.
Listen, speaking of which, we're not going to have you here and I'll talk about Theo's dance moves with you. when does he practice these dance moves?
Oh,
Oh, Theo's dance moves. Funny enough, I actually asked him that, like, you know, the first couple of months I was signed to him. You know, he just says it just flows. You know, it just flows out of his body, which I understand, because when you're on stage, like, I promise you, what you feel is just some other feeling, you know. It is just a feeling that you cannot explain, I swear to you. So I think it's just one of those things that just comes out.
Also, Jason, also he's going to be performing alongside Jason Derulo.
Jason Derulo, so he AKA also dances. Soil. Yeah.
Jeez. Yeah. It's going to be quite a dance fest, huh?
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to steal Theo's moves, so he just better be careful.
No, I think you're doing well. I think what you do, it's fine.
Yeah.
It's good enough.
Okay.
It's good enough.
All right.
Listen, Mela, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Next time you have another project, come back and share it with us.
Definitely.
All right. Have a nice day.
Awesome. So much love. Thank you.
We continue. We're still hanging out with Patty Monroe. Let's take something Mello. Old from her.
Patty. Yeah. Patty Monroe. Bada bing, bada boom, the future of hip hop just busted on a tune. Guys, eyes going in for the kill, like click, click, zoom, zoom. That's the sound you'll be hearing.
Ladies love, O'Neal. Yeah, baby.
O'Neal Central, 00C, 00C. O'Neal on Play Central, 00C, 00C.
O'Neal on Play Central. Listening to O'Neal on Cliff Central.
Yeah, baby.